Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR on More Than Money. And you know, my friend, we're moving into a period of time where there's lots of things, family, charity, gifting, lots of things that go beyond just money.
Correct.
Right? Goes to helping others and reaching out. A time of the year that's really, really enjoyable for us. And next Friday, of course, is Pledge Day.
Yes.
It's a big day for you and I. And for the Popwitch Carmally team, we support the Calvary Children's Foundation for and have for a number of years. You serve on its board, and it's been a terrific organization. So we thought we would use that not just to sort of plug the Calvary Children's Foundation, but to talk about gifting, right?
Correct.
And how to gift and what you can do for gift. But that's not to say we're not going to spend a little bit of time with Betty Jo Kaiser, who is has been an integral part of the Calvary Children's Foundation. Betty Jo, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Okay, so we're gonna start with a shameless plug because this is an issue that's important to all three of us. But
yes.
I want to talk about Pledge Day because Pledge Day is coming up on Friday. Tell us a little bit about what Pledge Day is.
Pledge Day is the one day of the year where everyone at 770CHQR kind of stops what they normally do. We park the politics of the day. We park the opinions. I mean, you still tune in at the top of the hour for news, of course, and we're still going to give you your traffic and your stocks and your important stuff. But 13 hours of our broadcast day is dedicated to the Calgary Children's Foundation. And that's this little charity that was founded by this very radio station and the Westin Calgary. Actually, before the Westin was the Westin, it was the Calgary Inn. Mm-hmm. These two organizations came together and said, you know what? We got to make life better for some kids in Calgary. They started in 74. In 92, they decided to open it up, really formalize the charity Since 1992, we give to a wide variety of kids' charities in the city. So it's the one day, Pledge Day is one day where we don't do the regular business of radio. Instead, we dedicate it to the community. So we ask our listeners and our advertisers to make a donation, and we bring the charities on air, and they tell their stories of what they're doing to help kids reach their full potential and marry the two together. And then in the spring, we disperse the money back out. And it is such a great, simple project. Money in, money out, right to the front lines, right to the grassroots projects that are really helping Calgary kids.
Can I jump in here, Dave and Betty Joe? I just wanted to, because what happens in between of when we collect the funds and when we distribute the funds is a very grueling process. And the reason why I say it's grueling is because when Betty Joe and I and the rest of the board sit down and go through all the requests, and there's a lot of requests, especially because of economic times, you do see an increase of need out there. And some of these charities are stretched. They have no more money.
Yep.
Some of them can't get money because they don't have a marketing budget to go out and campaign for cash. And so they do register or apply for some money from the foundation. The grueling process that we go through on the board is actually trying to say yes to a certain charity and no to a certain charity. And I can tell you some of them are easy to do. They may not fit children, for example. They fit something else, or their finances of that charity is way out of whack, where a lot of it's in administration fees, or they've got a big reserve fund they're using for the charity, but they still want more money. Like we kind of weed those ones out. But the grueling part of this is actually saying no to a charity that we wish we could say yes to.
Absolutely.
And it's very difficult. So yes, giving those checks out and seeing the smiles on the faces and what happens with that money is fantastic. The way that we can solve that problem, that grueling process, because Betty Jo and I spend a lot of time on this stuff, is if we can get more donations.
Yep.
Right. If we can get more money to come in to help all the needs. Now, obviously, it can't be done because there's an infinite amount of need and there's only a certain amount of money going around. But in times like this, economically speaking, we've seen the impacts in the city. We're seeing more and more people in need. And unfortunately, it's a trickle down of need. If the parents can't support themselves, how are they going to be able to support their children? If children are not taken care of first, then they're the ones that are looked at last. And so we need to see more and more people taking an eye on that. So Betty Jo, when people are thinking about donating and so forth, what are some of the ways that they can donate to the Calgary Children's Foundation?
Well, Pledge Day, of course, is Friday, December the 7th. They can just phone the regular number that would normally phone in if they wanted to make a comment, 974-8255. The simplest way is probably to go online right now, the CalgaryChildren'sFoundation.com, and there's a page to donate. You can donate online with your credit card, or you can actually donate securities. And if you click on that on our donate page, it gives you some information, and that's just another option, another way. But I think it's really important, guys, that we mention, because I know people are being very careful with their dollars, and especially the dollars there when they're donating. They want to give from the heart. They want to give, in many cases, locally. They want to know that it's going to have impact. I can cover all of that, but the other thing is 90% of the donations go right to the front line. Yes. Global Radio takes care of all of the overhead. My desk is here. My office is here. I use the phone and the paper and all of that stuff that often, you know, adds up and costs money. That's all taken care of by Chorus. We have a great partnership with a group called Associations Plus. They take care of most of the fees when it comes to making sure the charitable tax receipts are sent out. They take care of our taxes, and they do a lot of the accounting function. They charge very little for that. That's their gift back to the community. So I think it's important for potential donors to understand when you give to the Calgary Children's Foundation, 90% of your dollar is going directly into the communities, the programs that are affecting kids. And I have to say, Faisal does a remarkable job pouring over the financials of all of our applicants. And there is a very healthy debate that happens around the table. Because you know what? There are a couple of big charities we give to. A good example might be Boys and Girls Club. Everyone's heard of them. They're well known. They have a fundraising department. They have a communications department. But you know what else they have? An incredible reach to a huge number of kids in need. Yes. Yes. So we say, you know what? Yeah. These guys are pretty well healed, but at the same time, wow, they're feeding thousands of kids in this city. So it's a really deliberate 4-hour grueling process. Like I say, Faisal does a ton of work on the front end with me going through all of the financials. And I'm really proud of that. I'm proud that we put so much energy into understanding what these charities do, how they're affecting children. And the other thing, guys, I think it's important, you know, your heartstrings get pulled. No one wants to see a kid with physical disabilities struggling. No one wants to see a kid whose parents are barely above the poverty line struggling. No one wants to see a kid who's, you know, home alone after school. We really try and spread it around. We're really hitting all those marks. There are summer camps for kids with very special medical needs. They can't go to regular summer camp. A lot of these are run by the parents. They're not looking for gobs of money. They just need a few $100 so that they can get some medical equipment out to the camp. So if one of those kiddos has a medical emergency, everything is fine. So the range we give to is so vast, and that's why tuning in on Pledge Day would be really great, because then you can get a better understanding of just how many different needs there are, and how we try and catch as many kids falling through the cracks as possible.
That's good. Let your passion come out, Betty Jo. We can't quite tell.
Okay, I won't hold back anymore.
Very quickly, before we have to finish off this segment, Faisal, there are different ways that people can donate, right?
Correct.
Some are more tax efficient than others.
Correct.
In Calgary, we know that there's a very high percentage of ownership in equities and whatnot. How, just walk us through a little bit. If you don't just want to donate cash, how else can you donate and take advantage of the taxes?
Yeah, so the big benefit is we've seen some run-up in certain stocks out there. People have seen some appreciation, and they're non-registered accounts, so not RSPs, not TFSAs. They can actually donate those securities in kind, which means they do not take on that capital gains tax. They get the full value of whatever the investment was sold at as a donation, so they get the full tax benefit on that as well, and they can see that the money goes across to the charity. And in Calgary Children's Foundation's side, we've made a pledge to them so that we will cover those trading costs so that the foundation doesn't see that either. So when you talk about governance and low cost, this foundation has done a very good job to make sure that the money goes in the right place, the costs are down, and we can be sure that we hit the front line of those children, because they really, really need it.
Yeah. Okay. We've got to cut it off here. So we've we have obviously given a plug to Pledge Day, and we're very passionate about the Calgary Children's Foundation. I don't want to exclude any other charities that our listeners are passionate about.
Like, for sure.
Whatever it is, this is a good time to take advantage
and
of it.
And check if you can donate securities, because
that's
not
right.
All charities accept them, but
correct.
Take a look into that, because there is a huge tax benefit for Canadians by donating securities versus cash that's done on an after-tax basis. Huge, huge benefit.
Okay. We're going to talk about all kinds of things with respect to retirement. Taxes is an important piece of them, or important piece of the puzzle. And that's we're going to be covering that on our December 4th seminar.
Yeah, we only have a few seats left, so you need to call in or register online for Tuesday, December 4th, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Give us a call, 966-8400. 966-8400 is the number, or register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
We're on a quest to educate as many Calgarians in particular, but Canadians in general, about financial literacy. And guess what? We've got Jane Rooney joining us after the break to help us understand a little bit about Financial Literacy Month, which was November. Stick around for that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.